Well, actually, tomorrow is Tracktown Tuesday, so this has got to be Monday. Another Bowerman Award winner is a scheduled guest. The USATF Indoors in 11 days, IAAF World Indoors the following week. You can learn much online. Visit GoTracktownUSA.com. We welcome back Vin Lanana. Vin, always appreciate your time. How are you doing?
Good, Steve. It's always good to touch base with you.
So, kind of off subject, I've seen you make a few appearances at Matt Knight Arena. I'm watching some of the men's basketball team. They just finished that unbeaten season at home. What have been your thoughts, your observations, watching this team that Coach Altman and his staff have put together?
Well, you know, you caught me at a perfect time to actually make a true confession. If I really could have picked where my coaching expertise would be, it would be in college basketball.
Okay.
Now, I'm not good at it, and but I've seen that's not necessarily stopped others from doing it. But I happen to think that we have one heck of a basketball team. I think Coach Altman and his staff, and Coach Graves and his staff have done a phenomenal job. Our women's basketball might be the best. Most improved, and I think that Coach Altman's done a fabulous job. I love our team, and I think they're going to go deep into the tournament.
All right. You know, I read an interview that you did late last year for a site called Competitor.com. They asked you some very interesting questions beyond the specifics of events coming up, from youth participation to what you called, I think, unification. Somebody asked you, what were some of the biggest challenges being faced now in track and field? Well, what were some of the specifics you discussed there?
Well, I think what's happened is, the sport of track and field has become very focused on the current track fans, and they've been the current track fans, traditional track fans, and they've been track fans for a long, long time. And what we haven't done is spent the time and the energy and the effort in modernizing the presentation of our sport to the next generation. And that's the challenge that we face head on. Always at the forefront is what we do for the athletes, but I do think we need to focus on the media and the spectator. I think those are areas that can really help, and I think that that will make it cool to be a track person, because it's so easy. It's an easy sport to understand.
Talking with Vin Lanana, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow night at the DAC. But another interesting discussion you had was the Worlds. Mentioned the indoors March 17th through 20th. Why has it been so rare that they've been held on American soil? And why did you and your people deem it so important to land the event here in the States?
Well, I think that, you know, Tracktown is not Eugene. Tracktown is a state of mind. It happens to be that Eugene is the place that's the Mecca. It's the place where it all happens. But I think there's many, I think the sport is transportable to so many other places and has been transportable to so many places. And we have the number one team in the world every year, indisputably. The USA track and field team is the best in the world. And it's about time that the United States has an opportunity to compete at home. The indoor track piece has not been in the United States in a really long time at the world level, because we haven't had the facility to be able to host the event. It's either on college campuses. It used to be in big basketball arenas. Then the track went from 160 or 11 laps or 10 laps of the mile to 8 laps of the mile. And the Matthew Knight Arena, for instance, would be a great place for it, but it doesn't fit because it's too big, and you'd have to really reconfigure the whole Matthew Knight Arena. So to me, it's about facilities, it's about the resources, and I think that we haven't done much to promote the sport to our next generation of kids.
All right, so tomorrow night, Downtown Athletic Club, another top-notch guest list. So while we've determined the where, why don't you let the folks know the who, the when, and the what?
Okay. It's going to be great. We have, as usual, we have three groups represented. We have the University of Oregon, great group of throwers, and Greg Skipper and Brittany Mann, and we'll have we have a new thrower, Oken Abar.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, no, her name is Ito. So she'll do a great job. Plus Eric Whitsitt, he'll be there, and the athletes will do a great job. And I think that Skipper Mann and Okabara will be really good. You have the OTC athletes with Ben Blankenship and Kieran O'Leinard. Those are two great middle distance runners. Then, of course, we'll be anchored by who else but the great anchor leg, Jenna Prandini, Bowerman Award winner.
Yeah, now I was trying to do the timeline. Jenna, who redshirted originally, I think because of an injury. So if my math is right, she was one of your recruits when you were still coach out of California. What do you remember? She was kind of unique because, like you said, a lot of people know her as a sprinter, but she was kind of a multi-event star, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was volleyball, basketball, track and field, great competitor. I know she'll talk about this tomorrow. Actually, Robert Johnson and I, Robert identified her and developed a relationship. And then he and I went down to Fresno and actually met with the parents in her living room and spent, you know, a good portion of a day speaking to Jenna and her parents. Great family. And she's obviously been a phenomenal athlete for U of O.
All right. So beyond tomorrow night, a couple of big events coming up. You mentioned the 2016 USATF Indoors. What do folks need to know about that?
Well, it's the qualifier. What people need to know, it's the first round going into the World Championships. The first two in every event from the U.S. Championships, Friday the 11th and Saturday the 12th, they will qualify to compete 6 days later in the World Championships, which is March 17th. Fantastic event. Track is going to be very different at this World Championships. It's going to be some big surprises in how the event is presented. And that's the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. And if you don't want to spring for a ticket, come down to Pioneer Courthouse Square and witness live the medal ceremonies for 26 events.
Nice. And this will kind of maybe give us a bit of a glimpse into what we might see in Rio?
Exactly. This is the road to Rio in the sport of track and field runs through the state of Oregon. And this may be this is one of the early stops in Portland, Oregon.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Vin, it's always great catching up again tomorrow night. Folks at the DAC, should be another chock full of fun event.
Yes, get there early.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Vin. Vin Lanana.